This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, America's longest running. I don't tout this enough. I probably should more. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, longest running syndicated talk radio program Monday through Friday in the country.
Ha!
35 years of broadcasting good news, bad news, news is in the middle, much as anything else. So here's the story for those of you who love nature, and you're in a wheelchair. This is not the largest segment of our audience. However, it's a very interesting way of acknowledging that everybody deserves a chance to experience what life is all about.
Yes.
So, in Georgia, there's a company called All Terrain. It's an initiative that offers free all-terrain wheelchairs in the parks to those who have physical challenges. I'm looking at a picture of one. You maybe want to post one of these pictures. They're very rugged. We all know what a wheelchair looks like. This kind of looks like a bulldozer.
Well, how expensive a lot of these things are.
Oh, yeah.
And most people, they cannot afford to have different types of wheelchairs depending on what terrain they're going to be on. And this is just fantastic.
Yeah, it sure is. Not only in Georgia, but they're available in other states as well, other state parks, that sort of thing. So it's this would be a nice, really wonderful gift to somebody. They're very expensive, obviously, but, take a trip to some park in some of these areas. Georgia's best known for it. Make the outdoors more accessible and more enjoyable for those who have mobility issues. Good for you, good for them. Here's something good for the people in California, the Southern California reservoirs. With all of the rain, I think it's raining in California again today. Hopefully it'll be the last 2 weekends that I spent in California had been a washout because it was, last month? It was like 45 degrees and pouring. I'd never seen rain like it in all my years going to California.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was there, it was kind of, yeah, but I like to go outside and play with Miles, and you can't really, do that. We did climb some trees, though, the last time I was there, so maybe.
Was this the same trip you went to an arcade?
No, that was, four or five trips ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably he loves that, though. We found a bowling alley, but it's so busy, and because the weather was so bad, everybody's going into the bowling alley with their families. There were, I think, 42 lanes in this place. And there was when we went in, there was a 2.5 hour wait. So we played one of those, actually we found this in a couple of different places. There's a table that has, it's like a magnetic circular thingamabobber, and you push it back and forth and it goes into a slot. I don't know I forget what they're called. But I probably sound silly when somebody tells me what they're called. But it's a back and forth competition. Miles loves to win. But does Gramps let him win? Nope.
No, you have to earn your wins.
Exactly. What good is it in terms of life lessons to let youngsters win? Now, that doesn't mean you have to be, really aggressive about it. But, in terms of, again, we win some, we lose some. So that's the age you got to learn that you win some and you lose some. Sometimes Miles is a better loser than others, in some circumstances. But it's good because we talk about it. And I think that that's kind of what you have to do in terms of learning many of life's lessons. Meanwhile, anyway, back to Southern California and the rain. Diamond Valley Lake is the best example. This is the backbone of their water storage system, which says something in and of itself that they don't have these catch basins and ways of catching the rain so they wouldn't have the drought problems that they did. And so anyway, it will be filled to its full capacity by the end of the season, by the end of the rainy season, the end of the rainstorms. So this is a, you know, but the people go, well, but it's, this is, they can't just leave it alone, okay? The reservoirs are filled now back to capacity. All right, bingo, end of story. But no, but we still have a real problem. And we've got to do, yeah, they do have a problem, and they haven't dealt with it. And hopefully somebody there is smart enough so they will deal with it, and they'll be able to build these. I'm on this in this farm development that we're building. We're putting in retaining. We're to collect the water off of the roofs of all the houses and all the barns and stuff so that we have water that can be used to irrigate the gardens and the pastures. We're not going to use public access.
It's a common sense practice.
Yeah, hello, ding, ding, ding. And they're not that expensive either. You get some concrete, you can buy these big concrete storage things, the 10,000 gallons, or you can buy plastic ones, and you save the water, and you put a pump on it, and when things are dry, you water the garden with that. It makes nothing but sense. But there's a real lack of common sense, as we can all tell by looking at what goes on in California every day. And then you say to me, well, why do you like it there? I like it there because I like the energy, excuse me, mostly, but my two children are there and my two grandchildren are there. So, and it usually is better weather than New England.
Well, yeah,
in the wintertime,
especially during this time of year.
Yes, exactly. All right, here's the story from Louisiana about high school seniors who say they have discovered a new proof of a 2,000-year-old math theorem. Okay, so I'm going to get lost here because I'm not much. These are the stories from St. Mary's Academy. A couple of students named Calcia Johnson and Nikaya Jackson think they found a new proof for the Pythagorean theorem that uses trigonometry. Okay, I'm stopping.
Yeah, resorting to circular logic.
Yeah, okay.
Math
so
is my worst subject.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right. Well, and that's is it the A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Asking me?
That's the theorem.
Yeah, it is. But these are the only high school students to present at a recent, it's like a science fair, math science, the American Mathematical Society's annual conference. They presented this, the formula, as you just said, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Any of the, like A plus B equals C. Well, A would be 1 or 2, and B could be 1 or 2, and C is 3, right? So A plus B in that circumstance equals C. That was the simplest way of learning that, you know, the simple way of trying to figure out how all of that stuff works. With that example, it's fine. But when you get to the Pythagorean theorem, oy, and then why do we need to know this? I'm not trying to discount these youngsters and their...
Yeah,
but what do we need? Why do we need to know this?
Career fields definitely need to know the more advanced types of mathematics. And my question still remains and has always been since the development of core math, why is that needed? The whole, it's like completely changing how people do simple math. And then there are a lot of parents who couldn't even help their children with math because they weren't taught on core math. They were just taught that 2 times 2 equals 4. And then with core math, it's like, you have to start with 100, I think, or something like that. Or it's basically simple math becomes long division.
Okay.
If only we had calculators in the palms of our hands. Oh, wait.
Well, that's what we do now. Well, wait. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. All right, moving into Nashville and the sad situation there. More information continues to unfold. Here's the story from a friend of Audrey Hale, who says she contacted local authorities on Monday after Hale messaged her online about planning to die today. And that was just minutes before the shooting took place. Authorities didn't come to speak to the friend until after the attack had taken place. So here's, it wasn't in time. Should this person that was a friend, when she noticed that Audrey Hale wasn't of sound mind? Was it her responsibility to tell authorities what was going on?
Well, it was, especially because maybe Hale didn't say what they were planning to do, but just the fact that there was maybe somebody who was potentially suicidal and the friend was doing that. But we are always taught and we're always told that if you have any bit of information, don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to let authorities know, because even if it's wrong, what if it's not? You could save a life. And in this instance, somebody thought something was wrong, reached out to authorities, and authorities didn't come until after the fact. There is a listener who posted to our Facebook a personal instance that they have a problem. The family has a problem with the grandchild's father, and they have even let the school officials know of a problem and in the community, so that if something were to change, they will let the school officials know. They have this guy's picture, and he is not permitted in the school. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that maybe something might not happen, but if you feel even an inkling, just go ahead and make it known. Just let school officials, especially...
There's nothing to be lost. And nothing to be lost and everything to be gained.
Yeah, don't assume you are overreacting.
Yeah, no, please, not at all. But that's the thing, people get reserved. Well, I don't want to be involved. Why? This is... Mm-hmm. You should be. You're a human being. There are a lot of human beings that can use your help and your support. So don't be... thinking to yourself, hey,
people tend to question, we question our own reality sometimes because of all the gaslighting that goes on. We question our own thought process.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just that. Don't question it.
Here's the 8th annual Ocean Conference that has raised $20 billion for marine protection. I think we had an outshoot of this the other day. We were talking about all the money that's been pledged by various countries and also by big companies, too, to help preserve the world's oceans. What do we have if we don't have water? We have nothing. And as exemplified by our focus on the reservoirs in California, well, when the water is absorbed by the process and then recycled, the salt is taken out of the salt. Isn't what goes around. When the atmosphere takes the water out of the oceans, it doesn't take the salt with it, and that's what rain is. And so you need to have protection of all of this, all of these resources. And so this is something that is really very cool. I'm happy to see this is going on. Congratulations to them for figuring that out. 18 after on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hi, it's 23 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jay Kirshner and I are here to make sure that you're doing well. And one of the things that as we get into this portion of every hour, focusing on some of the trending things from social media about stars, how many of you remember Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics? This is one of my favorite English groups, frankly. And I say this lovingly. I remember meeting him. Actually, I sat next to him. For Uri Geller, my friend who used to live in England before he moved back to Israel, had his, he says he was getting remarried. I think it may have been his first marriage and nobody ever talked about it. He'd been with his wife for a long time, two beautiful children, but he decided to get remarried and he invited Michael Jackson, with whom he was friends at the time, to be his best man. And so Dave Stewart was there sitting next to David Frost. And somehow we got involved in a conversation, but I didn't realize sitting behind him was his ex-wife, Annie Lennox, who is a character of, in her own right. The outfits the two of them were wearing, they were... Stewart had on a red suit with white stripes on it. So that gives you an idea. If I remember, this like it was yesterday, sitting next to David Frost, who was in a business suit. You know, and Stewart had these huge glasses like Elton John wears, you know, those great big silly-looking glasses. Anyway, that's not the story here. The story is that Dave Stewart was a surprise on American Idol this week. We'll tell you why right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Sweet dreams. side.
Crank this up, will you, James? So the story here is that Dave Stewart showed up on American Idol. This is very interesting. His daughter, Kaya, is auditioning for American Idol.
Yeah, and so the auditions round.
Yeah. So he shows up with his daughter, and apparently they did an original song with his... I didn't see this, because I kind of go in and out of American Idol. As much as anything else, I don't much care for these shows, but sometimes the stories and the singers are great. Anyway,
so they really liked her. They said she sang, he played the guitar for her, but they both co-wrote this song. So they did an original, which a lot of people don't do originals. When they're auditioning, they are doing covers.
But if your dad's Dave Stewart, maybe you can get away with it, right?
Yeah, well, definitely growing up in such a musical household with a musical background like this, it's no wonder she is pursuing the same career path. And they all, the judges, spoiler alert, they sent her through to Hollywood. They said, you are fantastic. But they also pointed out that they're probably going to be a little harder on her, a little bit more nitpicky, because she understands the business and she is truly good.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting the way she modestly said, I grew up in a household. My father had a group called the Eurythmics. Like, people wouldn't know who the Eurythmics are. Kind of cool. Well, good luck to her. Kaya Stewart here in the Focus 28 After on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Everyone can agree the U.S.-Mexico border is broken, with an unknown number of immigrants entering the United States illegally. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Although lawmakers grilled Mayorkas on a record number of drugs now getting into America under his watch and losing operational control to the drug cartels, Mayorkas believes he is doing a great job.
I have unflinching confidence in the integrity of my conduct.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee addressed Tennesseans in a video last night after a shooting at Covenant School in Nashville the day before. Among the victims, 61-year-old substitute teacher Cynthia Peake, who is a close friend of his wife, Maria.
Cindy and Maria and Catherine Kuntz were all teachers at the same school and have been family friends for decades.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Good day program at 34 after the hour. Thank you for spending time with us, and maybe you can thank us for spending time with you. It goes both ways on the Inspirational Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the celebration of Mom and Pop Business Owners Day, appropriate for this Wednesday, March the 29th. Our economy could not run without small businesses. I find I'm very proud of the listenership to this program. Mom and pop businesses have backbone of listeners, people who are in business. They like listening to me tell my stories about my business. This radio program is a small business. As a matter of fact, it's probably the smallest business left that still exists in this crazy world of radio, at least in terms of syndicated radio. And I've lost, you know, count of how many people I've seen and become friends with along the way that haven't made it. I don't know whether it's just my own starch. Whatever it is, it goes to both what we're doing here and what you're doing, more importantly, because the small business groups create economic growth. They provide 70% of all the new jobs in our country. Small mom-and-pop businesses.
When people talk about the American dream, isn't that to work for yourself? Isn't that what typically people are shooting on? And we talk about in the fall with Thanksgiving and then the deals of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and then it's Shop Small Saturday. But it shouldn't just be one day a year. It should be every Saturday. Make it Shop Small Saturday every Saturday.
Yep, exactly. So this is a particular day established by Rick and Margie Siegel to honor their parents, the successful hat shop that they opened in 1939 grew into a 10,000-square-foot, $2 million clothing shop. How about that? How many stories like that can you tell about what's gone on in your town, your city? So March 29th, as Jay is suggesting, head to your favorite small business to say thank you and do it every day. Shop there. I don't go into Walmart. I don't go into, whether it's a big, I do go to Home Depot once in a while. Most of the things I get, my local Robinson's Hardware store down the street, that's where I get some. I was there yesterday picking up light bulbs, as a matter of fact. they have everything. And I ran into some of my neighbors because of the neighborhood hardware store. And how cool is that? How many places in the world are there left where you can run into your neighbors in the neighborhood, either the neighborhood drugstore? I'd have the little Metro West pharmacy here. He has two stores. I don't go to CVS. I don't go to Walgreens. And maybe it's because you'll say, well, Doug, you're old school.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, is it really? I mean, why wouldn't you want to support the local businesses in your community? Help the community thrive.
And if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. Anyway, where'd the phrase mom and pop store come from? Do you know? Mom and pop store. It's a great phrase.
Yeah.
Frankly,
my assumption would be because that was who owned and ran it.
Yeah, the Seagulls, you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, just I mean in general.
Anybody, like, okay.
Mom and Pop.
Mom and Pop, yep. All right, welcome to Mom and Pop Radio. We got a mom, we got a pop. Jay's the mom, I'm the pop. So there's an inspiration. Yeah, I saw something this morning I just wanted to pass along, and this is for those of you who have your own small business. Never surrender to the flow of time. Never put off what you have to do today, what you've decided to do today, do it today. It's kind of a play on don't put off today what you can do tomorrow. It's the reverse curve on that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a mystic or a philosopher to get the drift of that. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Do it. Today is also, this is the story of the little red wagon. When you were a child, Jay, did your mother or your father read you stories about the little red wagon?
I don't recall the stories of the little red wagon, but
I
had a little red wagon. And
a radio flyer?
Radio flyer, yeah.
Was it? Oh, those are the coolest. Yep. So this back to 1917 we go. The company was not named Radio Flyer there. The fellow that started it, Antonio Pazin, was a carpenter who made cabinets and used a small wagon to store his tools. So people were intrigued by this wagon, and he then started to build them. He used this as a toolbox, and so the wagons were became his biggest selling item. And he found a company in 1923 called the Liberty Coaster Company, and then it was named Radio Steel and Manufacturing Company, and then it became Radio Flyer a few years later. But who hasn't had? Did anybody listening not grow up having a little red wagon, a radio
wagons
flyer?
Are the best. Wagons. Oh,
bring your children
best.
Around on it. You know what? I don't think Miles has a radio flyer. I think I'll get him.
Does he have any kind of wagon?
He has little tractors that I bought him, different sizes, different stages of his growing up. but we've never had a wagon. I can't remember. I don't remember having wagons for my children now that I think about it. I remember a wagon being around when I was a child, but it wasn't here. It was over on the farm. And now, one of the, you know, this is actually, I've just come upon an idea. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to buy a bunch. I'm going to buy a bunch of these wagons and have them on the farm for parents to bring their children around. You know, as they look at the animals and stuff. I think that
fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to find maybe. I don't want to buy them online, but I got to find out where they are. There's got to be some store that sells them. All right, so we'll find that. Radio Flyer Day. Also, we this week it's Hot Tub Week. For those of you who enjoy hot tubs, get it any way you can. Great opportunity to savor the benefits of a spa. I love this, and all of you should treat yourself to at least a massage and a spa day once a year. Once a year, do it. It's like a mini vacation. Put a hot tub. I'm thinking of putting, I can't seem to be able to get the put the cash together to build a new swimming pool in my backyard. So maybe I'm just going to get a hot tub and stick that in the ground in the backyard. Yeah, it's great. And they go back to 600 B.C. when the king of Persia had a tub chiseled out of granite. That was the first one. And then Plato and Homer and Hippocrates, the great thinkers of Greece, they had these things because they knew how good hot water was for you. Water springs, you know, there are these springs all over the place.
Yeah, in Colorado. Really, like Yellowstone. Those hot
there's
pots.
One, the Brea tar pits in Los Angeles.
Hot tubs that you can actually get into. They smell like sulfur. But, hey.
All right. It's so great. I got two ideas now. Then we have two ideas in front of us. One of them is to get radio flyer wagons for the farm. The other one is to get a hot tub. Put a hot tub in the backyard. Yep, that's it. Inspiration, that's what it's all about. Okay, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warning that military readiness can be impaired by the growing list of military nominations that are being blocked by one senator. He would be Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville, who has a stated opposition to the Pentagon abortion policy. See, this is where we go bananas. This is where we go crazy. This is where we go awry. So now the Secretary of the Defense Department says, quote, not approving the recommendation for promotions creates a ripple effect with the force, makes us less ready than we need to be. So there's a hearing going on this week in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Now, do I support the Pentagon defense budget? No, I do not. I think that there's way too much money, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. But this isn't the way to fix the problem, using something like this that is specious at best. This is not how you fix the problem. Maybe you get at the problem this way. The problem isn't the abortion policy, at least in my mind. The policy is they waste a lot of money, and that should be corrected. So whether Tuberville is misdirected or whatever it is, I mean, I get all these people who are crazed by the abortion debate. I get it. Yep, okay. But that isn't, this is a complex time that we're in, and there are a lot of complexities to many of these discussions and debates. So whether this is unnecessarily damaging the military or not, I don't know. There are 160 offices that are up, but Tuberville kind of is one of those smug, do I want to say this? I'm editing myself as I go along thinking about what my friend said yesterday. Oh, and you say things like that, people turn the radio off. Well, you know what? But we're here to talk about what's going on and what we think about it, because that's it. Why does it matter that this guy is as he is?
Well, but also the difference of opinion. Why do we have to shut others out just because they have a different opinion? Why is there no wanting to at least hear what the other person has to say and maybe have conversations? But it is, whether it's turning off the radio because you don't like what somebody is saying or walking away from conversations. It's just, it seems like there are debates, there are arguments, or there's just shutting things down and ending it without respect, really. Mm-hmm. You can disagree respectfully, even on the hot-button topics.
Yep, disagree without being disagreeable. And so if there are no leadership, we're finding a gap here in all areas of the Defense Department, is that a problem? Well, it might be if we get into a ticklish situation. But we need to settle this in some other way, frankly. So that I'm sure that's going to end up this discussion and that story on our Good Day Download. Don't forget, every day we have a podcast called the Good Day Download. During the day, you can listen to the Good Day Show in its entirety all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. But you can also find at gooddayshow.com the download, the most recent one from yesterday, talking about the school shooting in Nashville, the various ramifications of it. We talk about Reba McEntire's restaurant, helping people out down the small town near where she was brought up. Winners of the iHeart Radio Music Awards and why some of them. It was an interesting group of singers for sure. Then the discussion of critical race theory. We get into silly stuff, serious stuff, because that's what the program is all about. And then we had Dr. Jack Stockwell on the download, discussion on autism. And, of course, then he has his own hour, Good Day Health. Jack available every weekend with all kinds of things in his podcast. And you can hear any or all of these Good Day podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Spreaker, Audible, or wherever you get your stream, your download, okay? Same with Dr. Ken, who this week is going to be talking about the benefits of weight loss and how to do that. We'll tie that in with conversations about Calitrin, I'm sure. All of that at your service stuff at gooddayshow.com and its relatives. 48 after the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Aha! Get ready, Jay. You're going to get eaten by a shark.
Trying to get to that. This is the longest intro in the world.
I keep waiting for the Jenna.
Yeah, right, exactly. So let this be a lesson to you, James. Whatever Chucker tells you, we got to find the hook to stuff because we haven't got all day to focus in on this. Chucker's got a story, like obviously, about Jaws. So here's take it away, deal. Chucker.
Okay, here's the deal. This day in movie history, today's March 29th. Let's go back to 1976, 47th Annual Academy Awards. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest wins the Oscar for Best Picture. Now, I love that movie. That's a terrific movie. But in retrospect, Jaws was nominated alongside Dog Day Afternoon, Barry Lyndon, and Nashville. They give the Oscar to Cuckoo's Nest, which I'm not complaining about. But I still think Jaws, generationally, is one of the top 10 greatest movies ever made. And if I could recorrect history, I sort of wish Jaws won the Oscar for Best Picture. Not that I like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a lot, and Nicholson and Louise Fletcher and the director Milos Forman won Oscars that night. It was a great night for them. But here's another thing. Robert Shore, who played Quint, and that role is iconic, was not even nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
He's a very good actor.
Which makes
in parts
no
like
sense
that.
If you think about it. If you think about it. George Burns won for the Sunshine Boys that night in 76 Oscars. And he was terrific. But Robert Shore, that's just one of the greatest performances of all time, I think.
Yeah. Well, he was a great bad guy in that. Was he in the first? No, he was from Russia with Love. Remember him? He had that hairdo. He was a bad. He was a
he
bad.
He was always great.
Bad guy one of. Let me think. One of the. He was no. I was confused. Bruce Willis was the bad guy in The Jackal, but he looked like Robert Shaw, or maybe Robert Shaw was the. There were two versions of The Jackal. I think Robert Shaw was the bad guy in the first one. He was the Jackal in the first one. I think.
Okay.
Not mistaken.
I don't remember.
Yep. Jeremy Renner is making his first public appearance this week since that snowplow accident last winter. He's going to be at a premiere of a new Disney reality series. He's the person that stars in it, I think, doesn't he? Isn't that a new show for him?
I'm not sure, but it's good to see him out and about because obviously he's extremely fortunate. That was more than
my God,
accident. Very bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was horrible. And so, anyway, this was a seven.
Hey, I got one more. I got one more.
Sugar.
This week in TV history, 1978, the Cal Burnett Show airs its final show this day, March 29, 1978. It started in 1967, won 25 Emmys throughout its run. That was that was must-see TV when that aired, no doubt. Carol Burnett Show, great piece of variety.
What's around today? Variety. What's around today that is must-see TV? What is there? Is there anything? You see, I like the Law and Order franchise. I like the FBI franchise. Yeah. I don't like the Chicago franchise anymore because they made too many changes in personnel. I like Chicago Med. You know, you look at some of these other shows that are around, like
that's
The Blacklist.
That's a subjective statement. I mean,
yeah.
What you might like, to me, The Walking Dead was must-see TV.
Sure, yeah, and it's
the
horrible.
The Sopranos, for me, was must-see TV. Dexter was must-see.
For a lot of people.
Lost on ABC was must-see TV. 24 was must-see TV.
Yes. You and I agree on at least two of those. 24, yeah, absolutely. And with Jack, didn't we talk about yesterday? The
now
new series that he's in?
Now it's must-see streaming, no?
Streaming, I know. Yeah, well, that's the new... new show is on Paramount Plus. So one would wonder, though, why wouldn't they do that the same as they do Yellowstone? Put it on the Paramount channel and then put it on Paramount Plus.
Because every streamer needs content, and I'm sure he reached out to a handful of them, and one of them bit, and they wound up cultivating and producing the show. And
but you understand what I'm saying. Put it on TV like Yellowstone, and then put it on Paramount Plus as well, because he will attract a traditional audience, a big audience.
Sure.
You know, Kiefer Sutherland is one of the mainstays, could attract an audience. You know, that show he was on, Designated Survivor, if it hadn't been for him, it wouldn't have lasted more than one season. I think he propelled it. All right, Chucker.
Thank you,
and it's because of you that people listen to this portion of the Good Day program. So, golly gee.
Thank you.
Chucker's back tomorrow, along with Jay and Doug. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.